everyone. This is Dr. Sharon H. Porter, Leadership Development Coach and Assistant Principal Induction Program Coordinator in the Office of Talent Development for Prince George's County Public Schools. And this is the APIP Leadership Chat. And we are chatting with Dr. Makia Olive Tadet. She proudly serves as the newest assistant principal at Ernest Everett Just Middle School. She earned her bachelor's degree in English, Literature, and Secondary Education from the University of Maryland College Park. She began her career as a high school English instructor in Maryland. After teaching for 3 years, she earned the National Board for Professional Teaching Standards, National Board Certification, and Adult Young Adult English Language Arts. Within the same year, the National Society of High School Scholars, an organization founded and chaired by the Nobel family, recognized Dr. Cadet as a Kleist Nobel Educator of Distinction. Dr. Cadet earned a master's degree in counseling from Trinity Washington University, doctoral degree in educational leadership and policy from Howard University, and the AASA 2017 Educational Administration Scholarship Award, an honor awarded to 7 top graduate students in the country. In 2006, she graduated from the first cohort of the AASA Howard University Urban Superintendent Academy, preparing her to address national concerns of education, equity, access, and governance. Dr. Cadet, welcome and congratulations.
Wow, thank you so much.
Absolutely. So why did you want to become an assistant principal?
Well, after spending quite a few years studying the superintendency and with a particular focus on urban school districts, I realized I wanted to get back into the schools to support the professional, academic, and holistic growth of the school community as a whole, especially with superintendents having short tenures in urban districts. I wanted to put my boots on the ground and just get involved every day with students, families, and staff members. So I felt, what better way to do this but by the assistant principalship?
Awesome. And so you've had several areas in education that you've served in. Who has been an educational mentor to you?
Wow. I would have to say Dr. Joe Hairston, a professor at Howard University, Dr. Lois Harrison-Jones, Dr. Barbara Pulliam, Dr. Rosa Atkins, and actually also my husband, Dr. Jean-Paul Cadet. Most of them are actually retired or current superintendents, and my husband is just in leadership in our district. But they've all helped me shape my perspective on leadership. Through their examples, I learned to value the importance of rolling up my sleeves, how to hit the ground running, and working with integrity in everything I do. They taught me to value transparency and honesty and collaborative leadership more than anything else. And through that work, students can get what they need.
So what specifically in your educational career do you feel has most prepared you for this new role as assistant principal?
Well, when I began teaching, I started at Northwestern High School, and I worked as the ninth grade academy coordinator there, and that was pretty much supervising about 800 to 900 students, which in some parts of our district is an entire school. And that taught me the value of teamwork and that you must trust your teachers, you must trust your team, you must ensure that everyone is equipped with what they need to do their job effectively. And then working in the Peer Assistance and Review Program within the Office of Employee Performance and Evaluation, I was coached to become a coach, and my instructional competency training was quite thorough. So through PAR, I learned how to work one-on-one with teachers to understand sometimes the plight of resistance in our schools and how to help teachers and just staff members as a whole get past their professional humps to do what's absolutely best for students. So I would say those two work experiences really highlighted for me how to work with people and how to motivate and inspire people because we're in the business of people every single day of our lives.
What are you most looking forward to this school year?
Oh, wow. I'm super excited about this year. The funny thing is that the staff and students ask me every day, are you this happy? And the answer is yes. I'm excited to get to know the staff, the students, and the families. And how can I and the leadership team as a whole, how can we serve the community members in a manner that builds their efficacy, esteem, and intellect? How can we work together to make sure that the Earnest Ever Just community has the support, has the political backing, has the instructional competency as a whole. So I'm excited to come in and as I said before, roll up my sleeves and just work with the people who are there and help them get what they need.
What a delight. Dr. Cadet, I want to say congratulations again, and thank you for chatting with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.